Well, good morning and welcome back to Carolina Focus. Your host, Ed Billick. We have an interesting topic and a tremendous guest that we've been wanting to speak with here for a while. I have Dr. Michael Schlesinger. He's a board-certified urologist out of Statesville. He's on the line with us. Dr. Schlesinger, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. You have a interesting field that you practice in. And for a lot of us male listeners, I think everyone's going to find this quite interesting. Dr. Schlesinger, tell us a little about yourself and a little bit about your practice.
So, of course, you got my name, Michael Schlesinger. I'm a board-certified urologist. I've been in practice in Statesville for 25 years. I grew up in the Northeast, but I've been here for the better part of my life, so at this point, I feel like I'm a Southerner. You know, been practicing urology in Statesville for 25 years. In the time that I've been practicing, we've seen an awful lot of men with prostate troubles, and you know, this is something that's real important for men to know about. You know, not only can you get prostate cancer, but more commonly, men get problems with their prostate causing blockage, and that's what we're here to talk about today.
So urology, what I understand, is the plumbing of the human body. And what is the prostate, and why do we have it?
So the prostate glands. Primary responsibility is to make fluid that comes out when you have sex. It wraps around the urethra tube, which is the tube that you actually pee out of, kind of like a donut.
Mm-hmm.
And as a gentleman ages over time, that tube will start to grow. But not only does it grow outward, but it grows inward. And when it grows inward, it puts a squeeze on that tube, causing your bladder to have to work harder for you to urinate. So a lot of guys start noticing symptoms like having to get up more at night. They find that they have to urinate more frequently. It may take a little bit longer to go. They may have some hesitancy. And these are kind of those symptoms that kind of gradually come upon us men as we age.
Now, is it a normal fact for most all guys, or is it just those that may have some issues?
So over 40% of guys in their 50s are going to start having some symptomatic prostate obstruction. And by the time a gentleman reaches their 70s, we may see as much as 80% of gentlemen having some of these prostate issues.
Is that called BPH, doctor?
Yeah, so it stands for benign prostatic hyperplasia. It is a non-cancerous tumor that basically grows in the prostate and causes this obstruction.
You know, I can speak through personal experience. I've had that. I am on a drug called Alpha-Fluzazine, and it works quite well. I'm glad I'm on it, because there's been times where I haven't been on it, and I know exactly what you're speaking of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of my patients will tell me that they know when they forget their medication.
Exactly. Let's go back to the prostate. And you hear of prostate cancer and cancer cells in the prostate. Why does it target that part? I say, there's lung cancer and brain cancer, I guess just another part of the body. But is there something about the prostate that the cancer cells like to be there? Or?
No. And the cancer is very specific to the prostate. The bottom line is that prostate cancer is one of the most common cancers diagnosed in men. And that's why it's really important for men to have their prostates checked on a regular basis. You know, current recommendations are for men over the age of 50 to be getting, you know, a digital rectal examination, blood work to make sure that they don't have prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a family history, like your father, your uncle, a brother had prostate cancer, then we recommend screening earlier. Also, if you're African American, we recommend screening, you know, starting at about age 40.
Mm-hmm. Then you have what's called the PSA test.
Right, prostate-specific antigen, and that's a test that can be found in the blood that is specific. Actually, the word prostate-specific antigen, it's very specific for the prostate. The only place it can come from is the prostate, that we use to help identify abnormalities in the prostate gland.
And you say help because I have, in personal experience, again, I've understood that the number may not be the total indicator.
Well, I kind of liken the PSA blood test to kind of like the check engine light for your prostate.
Okay.
You know, it's non-specific. It tells us that there's a problem, but it doesn't specifically state what it is. So, I mean, PSA can be related to an enlarged prostate. It can be related to, irritation of the prostate, an infection of the prostate, but also can be related to cancer. And that's why it's so important that it get checked regularly.
I know my urologist, when he goes through the PSA number, doctor, he runs it through a, I guess, an algorithm or a formula, because I also have a large prostate. Don't know why. Mm-hmm. I'm only 5'8", and I only weigh like 150 pounds. But so then he says, okay, then this is where the real number would be. But yeah, you're right. It's only one of a few indicators, huh?
Right.
Large prostate. Why?
Well, you know, and we don't know why some men get it and some men don't, but the bottom line is that a lot of men do get prostate enlargement, and it can become, it really can affect the quality of life for a lot of people. I mean, I have patients that will tell me wherever they go, they know where every single bathroom is. We call that bathroom mapping. Okay?
Jeez, yeah.
I mean, you say to them, where's the bathroom in Walmart? And they'll say, oh, it's right up front. I mean, you know, people plan their life around going to the bathroom.
It could be embarrassing if you can't find one.
Well, and that's the other side of it, too, is that some men will have some issues with leakage of urine. So, I mean, that can get really severe.
Oh, geez. All right. So diet, nutrition, how do I, as a younger fella, avoid health issues with the prostate? Or is it back to the hereditary point that you mentioned? Or what are some of the kind of, because I say to my guy, I say, hey, listen, what can I eat certain vegetables, or can I do something that helps curtail the cancer growth?
So as far as prostate cancer goes, you know, we don't really know for sure why, you know, that if it's a environmental issue. I mean, there was some really interesting studies that were done years ago where they looked at people that were Asian, and they looked at people that were Asian that lived in Asia, and then people that were westernized that were Asian. And we found that the risk for prostate cancer actually went up when you started on a Western diet. That being said, we don't know specifics. And it could be, you know, that the Asian diet is higher in soy, and soy has some natural estrogens in it, so that may be suppressing it. But, you know, there probably is some degree of an environmental factor. But, you know, specifically, we're not sure.
So I get a checkup, and the doctor says maybe we ought to do a biopsy, and we find we have a few little cancer cells, but nothing significant. There's, I guess, a scale that a man will hear, you're on this scale. That means, yep, we need to continue to do something, or to your point, active surveillance. What is a guy, and we'll talk about during COVID-19, I don't want to go see anybody right now. We'll get into that here in a bit. But what advice for us men, if in fact there is possibly some cancer there?
Well, you know, first of all, the thing about prostate cancer is that there's lots of options for treatment. So if we catch prostate cancer early, it's a very, very treatable disease. If we don't catch it early, it's very difficult to treat. So I really do recommend that people get checked early and regular, because it's so much easier to treat when we catch it early. And like you said, you know, from history, we know that a lot of these cancers, particularly the low-grade and low-stage disease tumors, a lot of times we can watch them for a while, what we call active surveillance, before we have to go ahead and treat them. And in some cases, we don't ever have to treat them. It really just depends on the person's age, their general health status.
I've known men where then the prostate has to be removed. It gets that serious.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, then, gosh, you got to stop the cells from spreading throughout the body, correct? That's why that's done.
Right, right.
During COVID-19, you know, a lot of us are afraid to go to the dentist right now. A lot of us are afraid to be around, you know, possible germs or spreading. Mm-hmm. How do you and your clinic or your office there handle now patients?
I'm part of a large group. I'm part of Piedmont Healthcare, and we're a large multi-specialty group here in Statesville, and Mooresville, and the surrounding areas. So we've got in place, you know, many safety things. You know, we have asked all of our patients online check-in where we'll ask patients certain, you know, series of questions regarding their current health.
Mm-hmm.
We also check everybody's temperature when they come to the office. We limit the number of people that we allow in the office in any given period of time. You know, if we find that, you know, we're starting to get more busy, we'll ask patients to wait in their car and then we can come out and get them. We've eliminated chairs in our reception area. We've added, you know, physical barriers barriers like, you know, plexiglass screens and things like that to reduce contact. All of our staff is wearing masks, and we require that all of our patients wear masks. You know, we're cleaning each room thoroughly after each patient visit with, you know, antiviral and antibacterial wipes. So we've done a really good job. You know, unfortunately, where we are in Statesville, you know, the prevalence of COVID has not been quite as bad as some of the, you know, more metropolitan areas.
Sure. So then there becomes a little bit of a relaxed condition, which is not good. Doctors, we wrap up this segment. I mean, it's a very interesting topic. Other advice for men at any age? I had one friend of mine whose doctor said, well, you're over 70 now. We're not going to check your PSA. And I said, I think you're going to live another 30 years. At least he's in very good health. Advice for us listeners, specifically us men.
So, you know, again, you know, you want to make sure that you're getting checked regularly. It's important that you do. Also, you know, as far as BPH, and again, BPH is a very common problem. It's important to get treated early for that, because if you wait too long, there can be permanent damage to the bladder. You know, typically the first line treatments for BPH are going to be medications. But over time, these medications will stop working. They also have potential side effects. So, you know, for instance, the drug that you're taking can cause some side effects that make it so that you have, you know, sexual dysfunction. They can cause a runny nose. It can make you sometimes a little bit lightheaded. One of the other medications that's used, called finasteride, has a higher incidence of sexual dysfunction associated with it. One of the things that we're doing in our practice now is a newer procedure called UroLift, which has been really fantastic. It is a treatment that is minimally invasive. It's typically done as a outpatient procedure, can be done even in the office.
What does it entail?
So what it entails is we place these small little implants into the prostate, and unlike, you know, more standard treatments that have been around for a longer period of time, we're not trying to remove any tissue. We're actually just kind of opening the prostate up and opening that channel so that the urine can pass more freely. And this has been really exciting for us in our practice, because a lot of patients don't want to take that next step into saying, you know, I'm going to have a big surgery. You know, we're looking at recovery times that are measured in days, you know, as opposed to weeks or months. And that's been really exciting. We've really had some, you know, terrific results with it. The nice thing about this is it does preserve sexual function, where some of the medications may make it so that when a man has sexual activity, the semen doesn't come out. This will preserve that function, which, you know, for a lot of men is very important and makes them feel more comfortable. The nice thing is you can oftentimes get off, you know, you're getting off these medications. You know, the studies have shown that this procedure has been very, very durable. You know, the data at 5 years shows excellent, excellent results. UroLift has really been it's a great new procedure. You know, it's, like I said, I've got a lot of patients that weren't willing to take that step, you know, for more major surgery for their prostate enlargement that have gone ahead with this, and they have just been so thrilled with
it.
Well,
so you're installing something in the prostate?
So it basically is a small anchor with a piece of suture and then another anchor on the other side. And best way to describe UroLift is if you were to look at like a curtain and you were to pull it back, that's kind of the way it works. The prostate collapses into the middle of that tube that you pee through. And what it's doing is it's pulling that back and holding it. So it's opening that channel up so that you can urinate more freely.
How long does it last? Is it for a lifetime, or does it need maintenance?
So, I mean, right now the studies are very durable. I mean, they have data going out to 7 years that look really good. And for something that is as easy as it is to do, I mean, that's really good. You know, over the years, I've seen, I mean, tons of different procedures for prostate enlargement come and go. But this is, you know, to me, probably the easiest one I've seen, and the results have been really good. you know, my patients have been thrilled with it. We've been doing a lot of these procedures, and we're getting people coming in from outside the area now, which is exciting.
So how long does it take? I mean, you come to the office, there's a prep, I'm sure, involved.
Right. So it can be done in the office or in a hospital setting. It can be done even with local anesthesia. You know, the time it takes depends a lot on the patient's anatomy and as far as the number of implants that have to be done. But overall, it's much quicker than the actual, you know, transurethral resection of the prostate. And the recovery time, again, is measured in days rather than weeks or months.
For our listeners, how do you spell UroLift?
So UROLIFT, and you know, you can find them on their website as well. They've been you know, putting a lot of ads out lately. I mean, you got to see the ads, because I mean, it's, you know, fire hoses and you know fire boats. I mean, everything has to do with flow. So they're actually kind of cute.
Excellent. You know, I can tell by the tone of your voice and your passion for this this field of science that you're a very caring and knowledgeable physician. Are you taking new patients? I could give you a little ad time here if folks want to know how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely, we are. And, you know, we love taking in new patients. We love meeting new people. You know, I love being a urologist because we've helped so many people. You know, these are quality of life issues. You know, if we can take a gentleman that is having serious issues with their urination, they're finding that they're, you know, constantly having to you know, go to the bathroom. It's affecting their ability to go out and do the things that they like to do.
Sure.
It's amazing when you get somebody that comes back in and they go, "Doc, this has changed my life." I mean, I've literally had people say, "This has changed my life."
Amazing.
And I mean for the better.
How can folks get a hold of you? Where are you located? Web address or such?
So we are in Statesville on Hartness Road. Our web address is phcurology.com. So it's Piedmont Healthcare Urology. We can be found in the Piedmont Healthcare site as well, which is piedmonthealthcare.com. But phcurology.com is where we can be found at. We're also on Facebook, so you can find us there.
Wonderful. Dr. Michael Schlesinger, thank you so much for your time this morning here on Carolina Focus. Education for all of us. And, you know, one of those embarrassing topics that men don't like to talk about, but at the same time, they need to stay in front of this to remain healthy. Again, sir, thank you for your time.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks to Dr. Michael Schlesinger for the insights on prostate and prostate cancer and the